The Global Trends Report. In addition to the futuristic thinking of individuals described in earlier chapters, entire organizations have been formed to draw upon the vast resources of many experts to offer a peek into the possibilities of our future. In this section, I'll share details about two of those organizations to flesh out the vision of what a transformed world may look like. From the broad spectrum of all of these, we can then identify the realistic trends and futuristic possibilities for our world transformed. Among the visionary organizations attempting to gain insights into our future is the U.S. National Intelligence Council, or the NIC, formed in 1979. The purpose of the NIC is multifold. One of the key functions of the organization is to provide each incoming American president a report of global scenarios and trends to help with the decisions that will be made during his or her term. The study is called the Global Trends Report. Compiling the research, data, and opinions of hundreds of experts from non-governmental sources, as well as from governmental organizations, universities, and think tanks, the report gives the president a powerful insight into the probable course of world events for 15 years into the future, starting from the time of the election. It's delivered to the new president's desk sometime between the day of the election and the day of the inauguration. The Global Trends 2015 report, released in the year 2000, was foundational to the Global Trends series because it identified key factors the experts believed would continue over many years to be triggers of change. These factors offer a global perspective for our discussion of what a world transformed may look like. The seven factors identified in this report are as follows. Factor number one, demographics. Factor number two, natural resources and environment. Factor number three, science and technology. Factor number four, the global economy. Factor number five, national and international governance. Factor number six, future conflict. And factor number seven, the role of the United States in the future of the world. The Global Trends Report is just that. It's a big picture idea of future scenarios based upon big events happening at the time the reports are compiled. And these include studies of things like globalization and where it's headed, the role of China and India in the global economy, how terrorism may impact the way nations work together, how climate change affects our lives, and much, much more. The point here is that these are the ideas of experts from a number of fields across a number of disciplines dealing with the world as they see it and the future that they see from their perspective. It's important to understand these ideas because realistically, our transformed world will probably be a mix of their concerns being addressed through new and innovative solutions that few people are even considering today. The United Nations My World Report. In December of 2012, the United Nations and its partners launched a new program that may become a first step toward answering the question of what a transformed world looks like to everyday people. While the UN has many irons in many fires and some have become the source of tremendous controversy, the UN organization still stands as the single most recognized opportunity for large-scale cooperation and change on a global basis. For this reason, I'm sharing the elements of the new program they've put into place as an opening to our discussion. In other words, it's a place to begin rather than a final answer to the question. The UN program is the first of its kind. It's named My World, and it's well-designed and well-organized as a survey to allow people across the world to tell the United Nations and global leaders, and in particular, the Secretary General's high-level panel, the most important issues they would like the post-2015 agenda to address. The UN survey was officially launched in January of 2013, and it's currently available online at www.myworld2015.org, as well as in hard copy format. So everyone in the world can participate. The website is translated into the 6 official United Nations languages. They are Arabic, Chinese, English, French, Russian, and Spanish. The stated purpose of the survey is to gather the ideas from as many people as possible between the time of the launch in 2013 and its close in 2015, when the UN convenes to follow up on the year 2000 Millennial Development Goals. The survey consists of 16 options. From these possibilities, participants are asked to check only the 6 options of change that would make the biggest difference in their own lives personally and those of their families. Following, I'll share a brief summary to give you an idea of the categories that participants may choose from. They include better job opportunities, support for people who can't work, a good education, better health care, affordable and nutritious food, phone and internet access, better transport and roads, access to clean and healthy water and sanitation, reliable energy at home, action taken on climate change, protecting forests, rivers, and oceans, equality between men and women, protection against crime and violence, political freedom, an honest and responsive government, and the freedom from discrimination and persecution. Along with capturing information that includes gender, age, country, and educational level, the goal of the My World campaign is to gain input from the greatest cross-section of the global population possible. The results are constantly compiled and constantly updated on the website on an ongoing basis. I'm mentioning the survey here as a first step in understanding just what we as a global family really mean when we say that we want a better world.